It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 29th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is amicable, spelled A-M-I-C-A-B-L-E. Amicable is an adjective that means characterized by friendly goodwill, peaceable. Here's the word used in a sentence from Into the Savage Country by Shannon Burke. Those 2 weeks in the high country passed with the most amicable feeling between us, and it was not until the last day that Leighton showed the unpleasant side of his personality that we all knew existed. The word amicable showed up in the English language in the 15th century, ushered in by writers who had such a love of Latin that they were using a literary form of the language, now called Late Latin, when all other Latin speakers were using Vulgar Latin, that is, the non-literary Latin that eventually developed into the Romance languages. The Late Latin root of amicable is amicabilis, meaning friendly, and when amicable was introduced to English, it was moving into semantic territory that the word friendly had occupied for some 400 years. But English has always been magnanimous about accepting newcomers. As is so often the case with Latin-derived synonyms, the new word became the more formal term. It's most often used to describe agreements and relationships, while the old, tried-and-true word retained its broad use. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.